This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, CEO of Kinetics USA, and I'm so excited today to have our very first Kinetics Career Day. This is going to be a very exciting day, and we have many guests that are going to be coming on to talk about opportunities in the United States. For international nurses now, there are many, many options and many, many choices of which employer to go with. So as you are listening, please think of these things. How to choose? These are the questions that might be going through your head as you're thinking of which employer might be a good match for you. So you're going to, how to choose is you want to know about the area. Is this hospital in a big city? Is it in a small town? Which do you prefer? Is it in a place that's got four seasons? Is it in a place that's going to be hot all the time? Which do you prefer? What kind of accreditations does this organization have? What kind of awards has this organization got? What are the training and orientation programs? Very, very important to learn. What are the training and orientation programs that we might want to gain from? And every hospital is different. So because there are so many choices, it's really important to be able to know more about the opportunities. So to go back to our list, how to choose, what kind of training and orientation do they have? Do they have orientation and training that is applicable for international nurses? What is the community like? Are there other international people in the community? I was an immigrant myself, and I can tell you it really is helpful if there are other international people in the community. What are they offering? What does their commitment look like? What does the agreement look like? It's very important to read that carefully and make sure you understand everything. What specialties are they looking for? If you're married, what kind of spousal support do they offer? What are the career prospects and the opportunities for growth in the future? What are the benefits that they might offer? And at the end of the day, what are the people like? And you've got to trust your gut. Is this the right home for you? So today, Kinetics Career Day, this is speed dating for all international nurses, how to find and choose the right match for you. We're going to get started. We're going to bring in our first hospital in the lineup is Adventist Healthcare. Adventist Healthcare is in Maryland, and we are going to be bringing them in. They are first in the lineup. We've done this in alphabetical order so that everyone is getting an equal chance. And I introduce to you Arpar and Dan, Sonia and Require, I hope I've got that right. So you got 10 minutes on the clock, Adventist Maryland. Go for it.
Awesome. Hello. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you for that warm welcome. Hello, everyone. We're excited to be here. My name's Opa Chiweshe, and I am originally from Zimbabwe. I serve as the manager for our International Nurses Program here at Adventist Healthcare, and we are located just outside of Washington, D.C., so we get to enjoy the vibrancy of the city and the historic and cultural district, but we also get to enjoy the suburban Maryland. So we get to enjoy the nation's capital, and we are also a real great access to the great outdoors, if that's what you enjoy. We are a faith-based organization, and our mission focuses on a holistic approach of physical, mental, and spiritual healing, which we extend not only to our patients, but also to each other. So career growth opportunities, I don't know how better to exemplify that, but to have somebody like me, I am an international nurse myself. I'm educated and born and educated in Zimbabwe, and to lead this program. So I understand a lot of the dynamics and anxieties and fears that our international nurses are coming in with. All right. So we are excited about this partnership that we have with Kinetics, where we've been able to bring nurses from more than a dozen countries. And today I'm excited to have some of those nurses come in to share their experiences. I have Dan, Rakaya, and Sonia here to share their experiences. We'll only have a few moments, so I'm going to start off. Sonia, can you go ahead and share your experiences so far?
Great.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sonia Anderson, and I work at Shady Grove Medical Center. I started in November 28th, so I am only a few weeks in. I am still in orientation. I chose Adventist Healthcare because when I did my research, I saw that, as its name suggests, that it is faith-based, so it's run on godly principles, and I love that. Coming to know it more to myself, I see that there are standardized guidelines that help us to communicate with people, even if you're meeting them for the first time, and I love that. I'm still in orientation, as I said, and it's a very great program. I'm in medical surgical program, and the team leader there, she ensures that I am getting what I need to get out of it. They are ensuring that I succeed, and I love that.
Thank you, Sonia. I appreciate that. We're going to go next to Dan.
Hi, good morning. My name is Dan Pamonag, and I am an international nurse from the Philippines, and I started working at the emergency department since October 2022. Being in the emergency department at the Adventist Healthcare, it's really tough and challenging, but I learned a lot from my preceptorship and my coworkers because they are knowledgeable. And I love their standards, the way on how they deal with the people, with their patients during the colds, and they help my critical thinking to expect what will happen next. And also, I like their core values, which is the respect, integrity, service, excellence, and stewardship. And I also seen that every day. And there's also an equality. Even if you're a doctor, a nurse, or respiratory therapist, or even ED tech or janitor, they treat it equal. Also, I apply these core values outside the hospital, especially when we have social gathering, like in Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. We all gather together just to vent out or share our experiences so that we cannot feel alone and we feel that we are not homesick and we can feel that we have family here. We also welcome new nurses who are coming here in Maryland, especially those who are applying at Phonetics USA and Adventist Healthcare. And I'm excited to tour you around here in Maryland.
Great. Thank you, Dan, so much for sharing that. Last but not least, Rakaya.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rakaya. I'm from Nigeria. I worked in the UK for about 2 years and in Nigeria for 6 years before I came to the United States. I joined Adventist Healthcare in the year 2022, September. One of the reasons why I currently work at Progressive Care Unit, and one of the reasons why I chose Adventist Healthcare was the opportunity for growth. I can tell you for a fact, in less than 6 months, I'm already orienting to be a charge nurse and assistant nurse manager of my unit. And that's very exciting because Adventist Healthcare is an organization that recognizes your abilities and supports you to grow, to get to wherever you want to be. And also, I'd like to let you know that the diversity here is huge. You meet people from different all walks of life, different people from different cultures. You learn to respect their culture and love their culture because we all treat one another like family. So I welcome you all in advance Adventist Healthcare. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Rakaya, and everyone. So I couldn't have said it better than the team themselves. They talked about the diversity. We are 1/3 of our population here born outside the USA. So our patients and our staff are very complimentary. They reflect our community. We have a great training program for our international nurses. They get to shadow their units before they actually join the teams. And that takes off that first day anxiety in most of us. We have a great individual preceptorship program, individualized. Sonia was just alluding to that. Career advancement opportunities. Hey, I'm so proud of Rakaya and many of our other international nurses who are taking up the challenge to go forward and do their specialty, whatever they want to go with. We will allow them that opportunity. work-life balance. Hello, I don't know. We are 4 hours by bus. You can take a day trip to New York if you want to, less than an hour into DC. So we are really excited and look forward to you coming through to us. Join us. Yes, we can also go and enjoy the museums, arts, sports, cuisine. There's a lot in our area to enjoy. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think that was a fabulous, fabulous presentation. So many great options there. We really are so grateful to have Adventist Healthcare Maryland as one of our partners. And we thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.